Earlier this month, René Compayon went out for a hike in California's Angeles National Forest for what he thought would be a two-hour walk in the woods. Well, he got lost, spent the night in the wilderness completely unprepared. The next morning, with his cell phone battery nearly drained, Compayon climbed a mountain where he could get a faint cell signal, snapped a couple photos, and sent them to a friend, pleading for help. Only one of those pictures made it through. It showed the lost hiker's legs blackened with soot, a rocky canyon landscape in the distance. His friend brought it to the police for help, and the LA County Sheriff's Department shared the image on social media. That's where Ben Kuo comes in. He saw the picture on Twitter and got to work. Using satellite images, he was able to pinpoint the location so rescuers could find Compayon. And they did. Ben Kuo joins us now. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on the show.
And my goodness, when I first saw this story in the Washington Post, I thought to myself, thank God for people like this guy, Ben Kuo. You really could have saved Renee's life. How are you feeling about all this?
I am always just relieved to hear that he was found and safe. It was really amazing to me that they took my advice and went to the place I said I thought he was, and they actually found him there.
Okay, well, let's try to figure out how you did this. You work in tech, and you have some techie hobbies. One of them is using satellite images to find out where photos or films were taken, and that's how you did it. What clues did you start with?
What I did is I looked at the satellite images that are taken almost every day over the Earth. There's actually open source satellites where you and me can go out to the internet and see what things on Earth look like. And one of those had captured an image of the Angeles National Forest where René had been lost. And I looked at those photos and did a little bit of sleuthing around, trying to figure out, where he might be based on what the photos look like. And then I used Google Earth and some other tools to look at that in 3D. And found an area that looked exactly like what was below his feet.
Okay, well, that's where I want to stop you, because when I see the photo that you were looking at, it's the picture of René's, you know, dirty legs with some stuff in the background, but not very much. I mean, I think an untrained eye wouldn't actually see very much. What did you see?
Yeah, well, one of the things in the photo was the bottom of the canyon that his feet were was below his feet had a lot of green in it. And if Los Angeles, there's a bobcat fire that was a big wildfire last year, and so the hillsides were pretty burnt, but in the photo it was green, and there's only a certain area in the satellite photo where it was also green in the bottom of the valley.
So then you were able to narrow it down to this one area?
Yeah, I was able to narrow it down to one part of the satellite photo, and using those tools to look at the scene in 3D, it was almost like a jigsaw puzzle, figuring out what part of those hills matched up. One hill may look like another, but if you rotate it around and look at it, you can actually find a match.
Wow. What did the sheriff's department say when you went to them and said, hey, I think I figured this out?
Well, actually, I was afraid that they wouldn't actually take my suggestion and look at it. But I guess I do have people who follow me on Twitter for fire season, because I often tweet about what's going on with the fires, and somebody there who knew I actually had an idea of what I was doing had them look at it. You know, I was afraid that they think I'm just another armchair detective with a wild goose chase, and fortunately it was not.
Well, you were right. I mean, the sheriff's department took your advice. They checked this area out. They found him, which is just amazing. What other mysteries have you solved?
You know what? I don't know if I've solved any other mysteries. This is the first time I think I've seen such an immediate payback on stuff I looked for. I do love looking at the satellite maps and looking at what's going on out there. And there's a lot you can do with the resources out there.
By the way, when you spoke with René after he was rescued, how did that conversation go? What was that like?
It was amazing. Seeing René back with his family, it just actually gives me a really good feeling that something that I did had such a positive impact. I was worried that they might find a body instead of a a person. You know, too often, if you look at search and rescue, especially it was going to be really cold that night. I think it was supposed to be 32 degrees Fahrenheit and 30 mile per hour winds. And considering he wasn't wearing much more than a t-shirt and shorts, I don't know how that would have turned out.
Well, I'll say it again. Thank goodness for people like Ben Quo. You used satellite information to find a lost hiker in California. Ben, thanks for telling us about it.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
And we wanted to talk to Rene Compayon too, but when we got a hold of him, he said he couldn't do an interview because he's now under investigation by the U.S. Forest Service. He was found in a restricted burn area. You're not allowed to go on that land. He faces a misdemeanor charge, but he did tell a local CBS affiliate that he's grateful to the search and rescue team and that his message on the mountain got out.